Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Should ratings be used and considered when putting together the college football playoff bracket? Welcome into Wire to Wire. He's Cole Bryson. My name is Diesel, and we are live in Greer at Ingles Markets on Locust Hill Road. Come by and see us. We have Ingles gift cards to give away. You want to score one of these, come by and see us. 1524 Locust Hill Road. Buckeye Mike just swung through. He's helping me out with my Halloween costume this year, Cole.
Oh, and wonder what I'm gonna win this thing.
I'm telling you, I'm already calling it.
That's a dead giveaway. Buckeye Mike's helping with your Halloween costume.
I mean,
costume.
It could be anything, right? I could be dressed as a giant nut.
Right. Yeah.
Well, I didn't like the way that sounded coming out of my mouth.
I didn't care for that one bit. I hope you are going to dress up as that. I look forward to it.
Cole, this is not something that we are first reporting by any means. We are not the first to talk about this controversy. It's been out there for a couple of days now, but I want to lead the show with this today. On Monday, NBC analyst Todd Furman, who has about 136,000 followers, so he's kind of a big deal, in a tweet that's now been seen 7.7 million times, he said that college football parity is great until we get USF versus Georgia Tech in the first round and nobody watches. Tell me I'm wrong. Tell me I'm an elitist, but the ratings won't lie.
Huh.
And here's the problem, Cole. As much as I hate to admit it, he's right. He is absolutely right. The games that feature the less desirable teams, the smaller brands, those are not going to get the same kind of ratings when you have big brand versus big brand. But here's the thing, Cole. If we start letting ratings be a determining factor as to whether or not you get into the college football playoff, this entire thing turns into professional wrestling. It's all fake. It's all set up for television, and that's all it will be in perpetuity, and that is not what I want college football to become.
To me, what this feels like, Diesel, is let's go in the past about 15 years. To me, this feels like when you and I and other college football fans, Diesel, who love the sport, we would hear reports about so-and-so was given a bag at a certain university to come to their university. He was seen with a McDonald's bag, and, you know, it didn't look like there was a lot of cash or a lot of French fries in that McDonald's bag. It looked like, you know, Benjamin Franklin's instead of potatoes, right, that have been fried and processed. To me, this feels like, this conversation, this topic, feels like 15 years ago with players being paid under the table. It was already happening. But what do we say all the time? Perception's reality. And the perception was that 10 years ago, this was a pure sport, and that wasn't happening. It just was not happening. Mm. So fans were okay with it. It wasn't a bugaboo. It wasn't an issue. And to me, this story about ratings and dictation, the ratings dictating who's in and who's out of the college football playoff, Diesel, to me, it feels like that exact same situation. What do I mean? It feels like this has already been going. You telling me this is the first of ratings pushing whether teams are getting in or not? Are you kidding me?
Well, now that we've gone to a straight seeding model, it certainly takes us closer and closer down that pathway, right? It sends us in the direction of the best teams could get more consideration, or the biggest brands, let me rephrase that, the biggest brands get the most consideration when it comes time to rank these teams, and all of a sudden, yeah, we got to save one for the G5, but outside of that, we're certainly not going to let a second group of five team in the college football playoff, and we're going to make sure that doesn't happen via the ratings. Where this whole thing started, Cole, was when ESPN did one of their mock college football playoff structures and one of their mock brackets, and they used the current AP Top 25 to put that together. And what we ended up having, without going through the whole thing, in the first round you had the 12-seed South Florida against the 5-seed Georgia, Miami Ole Miss being the 9-8 game, BYU-Oregon being the 11-6 game, and then Vanderbilt-Georgia Tech being the 10-7 game. Just wrap your mind around that for a second. South Florida, Miami, Ole Miss, BYU, Vanderbilt, and Georgia Tech all being in the first round of the college football playoff.
Ratings galore, right?
Yeah, I mean, they would go on to face, as of right now, using the current AP ratings, Alabama, Ohio State, Texas A&M, and Indiana, which is another mind blower that we've got Indiana now getting a first round bye in the college football playoff into the quarterfinals. But he's saying, Cole, that if we have South Florida versus Georgia, the ratings would be so bad that nobody's going to tune in to watch, so we need to change this system to make sure that South Florida can't get in.
And again, it goes back to what's the purpose of the college football playoff. Here's the reality of it. And I agree with your point and being upset, but the reality is, Diesel, we've talked about this before, what we as college football fans think is best is simply not why something was designed. So what do I mean? The college football playoff being designed, we think as fans, oh, it was implemented to give more teams an opportunity,
no,
right?
It was
implemented to help us as fans really figure out who the best team is, and then it's expanded, Diesel, from the BCS to the playoff, and then the playoff has expanded so that there's not a upset team left out who's number five, right? That's the reason all of this has happened. So, again, you have to separate. It stinks. It's unfortunate. But as a college football fan, we have to realize that what we think this sport is truly nowhere close to what we think this sport is, tying all back to what you just said. Those matchups probably aren't going to get great ratings. Georgia Tech, Vanderbilt, who would have ever thought that would be a playoff game in college football,
right. Yeah.
Not basketball.
Yeah.
And to think, oh, here we are as fans thinking, oh, it doesn't matter. Well, guess what? Going back to my original point, we have to remember that none of this is being catered to us as fans.
Well, and it begs the point, would you rather put in a lesser team, for example, just making this up, a lesser Michigan who didn't finish the season inside the top 12, would you rather put a lesser Michigan in over a better Vanderbilt because Michigan is going to carry a much, much bigger audience? I mean, is that how we want to build the college football playoff in the future? I understand exactly what you're saying. We expanded this so that we could get more brands and more fan bases involved. It was not ever to make sure that a second group of five team gets in. It's not ever made to benefit the fans. It was always meant to benefit the advertisers and those willing to throw a whole lot of money at this thing.
Sure.
Josh Pate, Mike Golic Jr., two big-time voices in the college football world, both jumped all over this tweet, calling this guy an absolute elitist, which, hey, if your goal is to get the largest possible audience to watch it, elitism is what you need to have. Funny enough, Connor Stallions jumped all over this thing, tweeted back saying that millions across the globe in foreign countries would be watching when Navy shocks the world and makes the college football playoff. This is just, you know, I hope that we don't end up in a point, Cole, where it fully jumps the shark, fully goes WWE. Imagine a moment where you've got Georgia versus Indiana in a college football playoff game, or I'll pick another team with a better brand, Georgia versus Miami in a college football playoff game, and Kirby Smart's Georgia team is up 35-3 at halftime,
yeah.
And then you've got somebody from the network calling a very super secret black telephone inside the Georgia locker room saying, hey, Kirby, we're going to need you to, in wrestling parlance, let him get that shoulder up off the floor, let him bring it back because our ratings are suffering, man. Nobody's watching. Everybody's turning it off. You cannot engineer the outcome that you want to have because, like I always quote from Jurassic Park and Jeff Goldblum, life finds a way. Go back and look at all these college football playoff games from the past in the 14 playoff era, both in the semifinal games and in the national championship games. You had blowouts, two elite brands going head-to-head, and one is just so much better than the other one, or one of them plays like crap in that game, and then everybody says, oh, this isn't the matchup we should have gotten. The ratings on this thing were terrible. Who let this team in here? Well, you potentially are going to be letting in lesser teams that are going to get blown out just because they have better brands.
And Diesel, I would argue that I would disagree with you and argue that they're not trying to engineer the outcome. They're not trying to engineer the outcome. They're trying to engineer the stage. I don't think they ultimately care what happens when it's all said and done, when the clock hits zero. I think they're trying to engineer the stage, hoping, yes, to your point a little bit, that it is a competitive game. They don't want it to be a blowout. There's no question about that. But I think they're more so engineering the stage of the marketing of what's going into the game, right? The mm-hmm. television, the blue bloods, the drama, the storylines, the headlines. And with that being said, when they can engineer the stage, obviously they're hoping for the best. To your point about the outcome, they're wanting a close competitive contest. But the outcome, I believe, is still always, to your point, going to be decided on the field. Hopefully that mysterious black telephone never pops up because, Diesel, because ultimately, why do people love sports? People love sports, and especially college football, because they go to a theater on a Tuesday night with their wife, and then they go to a play on Wednesday night, and then they go see a dance recital on Thursday night. And when they go into that, they already know the outcome. When they watch college football on Saturday, they don't know what's going to happen. And I 100% agree with you. I hope we can always keep that aspect of it. But at the same time, those in the works, those with control, want to engineer it so that there's as much drama and storylines as possible.
Well, I will echo something that if you spend a lot of time watching Josh Pate or listening to his podcast that he says regularly, paraphrasing, I'm not so sure that the people with their hands on the wheels of college football actually love college football.
Yeah.
End quote. That is Josh Pate's saying that he says all the time, that the people who are in power pulling the strings don't actually love college football.
Sure.
Here's where I take over. The people who are running college football right now are finance bros. They are lifetime managerial ladder climbers who have survived their way into a position where they can affect something that millions of people like you and me and all of our Tolos listening love to watch. They don't care about the game. They only care about the money that the game can generate for the venture capitalists and the private equity types that they answer to. We cannot let people get involved with deciding who gets into the playoff based on how the ratings might play out. Because, again, you never know how the games are going to play out. Sometimes you're going to get amazing, epic football games, and that's great. Sometimes you're going to get dud football games, and it is what it is. But also, Cole, if we do it this way, if we let guys like this this person who posted this tweet, Todd Furman, if we let those guys get their way, we will eliminate the Cinderella possibilities of college football. We will take away the opportunity that a team like Vanderbilt has an amazing run because they got this once-in-a-generational type quarterback that Vanderbilt could never, ever get, and we will see those kind of moments go away. And I don't want to see that happen.
No, I don't either. I don't think anybody does. And to your point about what Josh Pate says, Like, we've only been saying that for 5 years. You and I have said it on this show. I'm not saying that we came up with it before Josh Pate did, but everybody knows that those who are actually – well, let me say this. I hope through the past year and a half that you and I have been discussing this, I hope college football fans that listen to this show understand that that is 100% true, because we've talked about it a million times. Same thing with basketball. We've talked about expansion there and possibly expanding the NCAA tournament. It's never been about – what's the best interest of college football. It's always been about the interest of moolah and what the ratings can do. So it's always been about that. It always will be. Unfortunately, you know, this guy's tweet, what was the guy's name who originally tweeted this out?
Todd Furman.
Todd. I don't know that Todd's necessarily wrong. I mean, I
right.
know. Here's the reality of it, Diesel. Nobody wants the Josh Pates, the other people who tweeted this and tweeted back at him, nobody wants it to be true. But ultimately, what Todd says, he's probably on point.
Yeah, it's depressing. But, you know, I hold out hope that one of the most American institutions of, you know, upward mobility and the every person's opportunity to rise up through their own hard work, I hope that doesn't go away and get squashed in the form of college football. And having the elites and those who have, you know, spent 30, 40, 50, 80 years building up amazing brands, they are not the only ones who are ever invited to the table.
We've got to run to break in about 5 minutes, but before we do, let's get Melissa Levels' take on this. Melissa Levels' moment, Melissa's moment, coming up in about 5 minutes on the show. But before we run to a break, real quick,
Melissa. Do we have
Melissa.
A title segment
oh,
now?
Oh, yeah.
It's got
yeah.
Melissa's moment.
Melissa's
always
moment.
Has been.
Oh, my
Melissa's
goodness.
You didn't even know.
I didn't even know because I'm on their air. I'm not listening.
Ah. It's bold. It's LED. It flashes
oh,
at 2 a.m.
Yeah, I'm such a flashy person.
It really is. So Diesel brought up this topic about college football playoff, and a tweet that originally was sent out about those who, Diesel put it, those who have their hand on the steering wheel of college
right.
football,
mm-hmm.
not really necessarily caring
like
about
the
sport
Depots
itself.
And the,
yeah.
Right? Okay, those kind of things.
Why
right?
are we letting the CEO of Home Depot decide who gets into the college football playoff?
Because our Disney.
True. Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, if you
hold
the money.
Because they don't like a governor.
Yeah, well, I mean, ultimately where this came from was an NBC analyst, Todd Furman, who
like
said
that,
that if we have teams like USF and Georgia Tech getting into the playoff, which is a very
right.
real possibility
right.
this year, that it's going to kill the ratings and that the you know the ratings are going to suck.
It's not about the ratings.
Shouldn't be.
It shouldn't be.
Shouldn't be.
And also, those are TV markets. I mean, Florida, Georgia, Atlanta, those
sure.
are huge markets. And so I don't see how it would kill the ratings for that. People should come to watch the playoffs. You're going to balance it off with the teams that are there because they're really good and big
yeah.
powerhouses anyway. So they're all going to be the ones that you think are going to be there will probably more than likely be there.
And I beg the biggest question, why are we letting what we think might happen in a playoff format that we've never actually seen? Yes, it's the second year of the 12-team playoff, but they've changed the playoff format.
You mean like
to
they won't
the
play
seating.
As good without a quarterback that
yeah.
they would have had that got injured in the middle of the season? I'm just
Correct.
Saying.
Well,
okay, I'm just saying.
You know, I'm just saying, like, we're making these potentially overarching
right.
decisions mm-hmm. that affect college football to its core.
Right.
Based on what we think might happen if certain scenarios come
right.
to pass, rather than letting this thing play out for a couple of years. I think last year was
out.
A total anomaly the way that you know Boise State got a first round bye.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think that would ever happen, you know, in more than once out of maybe every 10 years. So what we did, we had this knee jerk reaction. Oh,
right.
we have to change this thing
That's
to
right.
make sure that can't happen again. Well,
right.
how do we know it was going to happen again anyway?
Yeah, well we don't, but I will say this. I mean, they knew who was in the playoff before they announced it because they had a mistake there on that camera angle with the final four, the four teams that were left that had the, you know,
helmets.
The little helmets behind
mm-hmm.
them. And there was an earlier segment. But I mean, you know, I just think that it's a business, okay, just like the NFL is a business. However, it should be operated from the same value system that the college university
yeah.
and the NCAA offers.
Right.
That's the way I think. I think if you get in there and you know what? It happens in basketball. The people that aren't supposed to get there, look at the Cinderella teams, look at the people like a
right.
Davidson
yeah.
or something. Like, you do the same thing on a smaller scale with football. Let it play out.
Melissa's moment coming up next. We're going to roll off to a break. We're going to get into Florida State and a lot more next on Melissa's Moment right here on the Fan Upstate.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes, subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contract. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Earlier than normal, but earlier is a good thing. Melissa's moment, normally at 5 o'clock. Today it's at 3:24, happening right now. Melissa Level, Marketing Director at Ingles Markets. And we are live at Ingles, 1524 Locust Hill Road in Greer. We have some gift cards to give away. If you Tolos want to come by and grab one, we'd love to give you one. on this Wednesday. Melissa, let's just cut right to it. Let's cut right to it.
I can feel the knife going into the chest.
We've got a lot to talk about.
You feel it in the front or is it in the back? Both.
Both, the heart and the back.
We've got to get to it. Listen, we'll talk about other things. We'll talk about Ingles. We'll talk about the pumpkins and what you're carving into your pumpkin next Friday. But listen, Mike Norvell was given
Sanders. I'm carving that into my
Mike Norvell given a vote of confidence for now,
until the
Melissa.
End of the year.
So
until
what does that mean?
Well, it's a $100 million buyout.
Does that mean they're gathering the money?
I think they might be doing that somehow. But, I mean, I've got to tell you, I don't even think it's Norvell's fault. But I have to tell you that what happened at the end of this game last time with Castellanos was tragic. Okay, and when he was down for over 2 minutes. It was a direct targeting, helmet to helmet hit. The player was ejected. I think more needs to happen. Now he's in the concussion protocol now, and so he's going to be out maybe for the rest of the season.
So Melissa, given that there's some other big time high profile jobs that have already come open. Mm-hmm. UCLA is open, Virginia Tech is open. Not saying either one of those are higher profile jobs than Florida State, but Florida arguably, Penn State probably. I mean, at this point, given how many big jobs are out there, do you think that maybe Florida State should wait another year to the midpoint of next season so that they can be the prettiest girl who's available for the dance first rather than being the third or fourth best option
but
this offseason?
Then you risk being like a UCF instead of a Florida State. I think you let it slide too far if you do that. I mean, something has to change. Florida State has not forgotten who they are, all right? And that is something that I think is important. But we have had some, we forgot how to win last year, okay? And a lot of that had to do with multiple things.
Yeah.
But until you're recruiting, until you're getting the portal right, until you have the NIL money in there to get the players, it doesn't matter if you have a coach that the new players don't have confidence in because they want to win.
Sure.
All right? And for them to stay there year after year in the system that it is now, they have to be winning. Right?
How much do you think Florida getting rid of Napier puts pressure on Florida State?
I don't think it matters. I think it's
really?
I think it's a Florida State issue. I think it's internal. I think it's our fan issue.
You don't think they're looking over there at their hated rival at all?
Well, Florida is not as much a hated rival as Miami.
Yeah.
Really?
That's
sort of
still
come
Florida,
over.
Though. Wow.
Miami's the one, they go out in the middle of the field before they kick off and fight.
Yeah.
Okay, at least they do. They do every single time before the coin toss. They all go out there, the whole team's like, they fight.
Yeah.
I think they're an in-state rival, definitely, but I don't think they're the rival.
Wow.
I think that the rival is a Miami or a Clemson.
That might be the most Florida State thing I've ever heard, saying, Florida, you're not even a rival. Ooh. You're just an in-state opponent.
Well, they'll beat us this year, but that's okay. Because everybody will beat us this year because we've forgotten how to win again.
Even Clemson?
We've forgotten how to win, and we don't have a quarterback, possibly.
Clemson doesn't either.
Yeah, well, yeah.
Would you take Shane Beamer? Because we're getting texts already saying fire Shane. Would Florida State take Shane Beamer?
From a personal point of view, I love Shane Beamer.
Yeah.
And I loved his dad. Okay. Yeah. I think Shane should go to Virginia Tech. Okay, that's a legacy. You've seen it before, right? In NFL, you've seen it with father, son, right?
See, I like James Franklin for the Virginia Tech
job. Do you really?
I've been saying it for 2 weeks now.
Yeah, but I just think it's a legacy. I think it's something that would just bring a whole lot of attention.
Yeah, but
if he's
struggling to win now with $55-60 million coming in from the conference every year, what do you think he's going to be able to do at a poverty program like Virginia Tech?
But he's not playing against the SEC.
He's not playing against the SEC. That's exactly right.
I think he'd win a lot of games. I just don't know. By the way, since Diesel brought up James Franklin, what your reaction to that?
I think that would be good. But I think we need a coach that is not only Florida State. I think Florida State needs not only a coach that's a really great coach, but someone who's going to say, "I want to play for him," because of the history, because of all that. I mean, if Saban wanted to come back.
That ain't happening, Melissa. That's not happening.
You said that about a lot of things. It could happen.
I find that so interesting. Programs that have one of, their guys that came up through the program, loves the program, would never leave the program if they got the job, ultimately when they struggle, they want somebody from the outside. But when you've got somebody from the outside who's struggling, the answer is, hey, let's bring somebody who's been here who knows the culture.
But the thing is if they knew the culture, they'd be winning because they'd be doing something right in some part of the game. They'd be doing something right in some part of the game. And I think now in this time, it is not about who the coach is. It's about who you can get to play on the field. Mm-hmm. Okay? And when you have who you can play to get that, you need a brand.
Well,
you need a brand.
I think here's the answer. Since AI is getting better and better and better every year, just get Bobby Bowden back in AI form.
Listen, we would all like that. Now, listen, I think.
Dadgummit.
Now, you have to look at Norvell, though. Look at what he did when he had the players.
Sure.
Okay? He is an excellent recruiter. He's excellent in the portal. He's excellent being able to recruit with the money. I don't know where the fall off came. You know, I don't know if it was an emotional fallout, if it was the whole university didn't get behind him. I don't know. I almost think I'd like to give him another chance.
Norvell?
I'd like, if he had the money to bring the players in, look what he did 2 years ago.
Yeah. But let me ask you this question. The discrepancy, like the gap there, you know, it's like the gap on your insurance coverage, that falls on you for having that gap there. That falls on Norvell, right, for not having the players?
I think we would have won or tied or at least one, gotten to a tie or at least won the game last week had Castellanos was making his comeback. We have a problem with waiting till the very last minute, second, to make our move, okay? We almost beat Miami. In those last times, Castellanos needs a warm-up period. They ought to bring about 2 hours before and make him start playing, you know, and then he's ready for the beginning. But, you know, I'm concerned about now not having the players. I mean, we have an excellent running back.
Sure.
Okay? But I think that we could have some issues.
Maybe what Florida State needs is to have a quarterback that's been in the program for more than 10 minutes and have a guy that they develop over a period of time.
That's right.
And be able to keep a guy around for a couple of years.
But for that, you need to have the brand, and you need to be winning.
Yeah.
Because they're going to want to
Which you don't have right now.
Because you want to go from a Power 4 to the NFL.
Right.
Right? Okay? Even though you have to take a pay cut to get there.
But you don't think he's going to be retained, do you? Do you think he'll be brought back?
I do.
Really?
You know, $100 million is a lot of money.
It is a lot of money.
It's a lot.
It depends on what the alumni wealthy.
So, I mean, Melissa's.
Penn State
cabal.
Paid out what?
Yeah,
60?
Right. I could do that. I could just do that in a second. Here you go. Excuse me. I got it in my purse.
Adidas,
you forgot
Melissa,
it in the car.
Adidas, Melissa.
So let's kind of pivot from one thing you know a lot about, mm-hmm. Florida State, to something else you know a lot about in NIL. This is something that I don't know if you heard this, just came down in the state of Ohio. A judge issued a temporary restraining order that bans players, high school players, from profiting off of their
Thank
NIL.
God.
South
Thank
Carolina
God.
Doesn't have it yet, but we've talked about it many times before, and the way Ingles has gotten involved with NIL in the past. Is it a good idea to have 14 to 18-year-olds entering into NIL deals?
I mean, is that 14, a joke? Is that a joke?
At 14, no, you just said thank God they're going to be able to do it, but at the same time you say it's a bad idea.
No, they're not going to be able to do it. I thought Ohio said they can't do
no,
it.
No, they previously could not, but a judge just put in a restraining order
okay,
that says
no.
They can.
No, no, so, they should not be able to, period. Frankly, I'm going to be completely clear on
I mean,
that.
What are freshmen going to do? Like, have Juicy Juice NIL deals? Like, what are they going to get money for? But like,
there is no protection for these young men,
right.
Okay? Zero, okay? And so what you're looking at is a bunch of people that are going to start taking advantage of them. You know, I told you in our experience with the NIL, we were working with NFL-style managers, okay,
sure.
Who would sign some of these deals for 20 years, holding them from investors from different rival companies, even though we wouldn't have something over in California. For 20 years, they couldn't go with a Walmart. Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
And when
when
they got into the NFL or whatever it was, and it's just you don't have enough really good, honest lawyers to protect a teenage kid from a million-dollar contract.
That's a good point.
Kind of reminds me of the was it Juan Soto? We were talking about his deal where he signed sort of a futures offer when he was in minor league ball, just so that he could afford to live.
Right.
And he never thought he would make it into the majors and make the crazy money he was making,
right.
But then he had to give a huge percentage of his MLB paycheck to this essentially loan shark that got him when he was broke and starving at 19 years old.
Are you have a parent or somebody who's, I mean, I just.
The parents take advantage of their kids financially too.
Could be so bad in that situation. I mean, Arch Manning had a guarantee when he was, what, a junior in high school? Mm-hmm. Okay, was it $5 million, $55
million? Yeah.
Or $5,500?
Whatever it was,
$5 million, something. But he, I mean, I just don't think it's right. And then you really look at everybody taking advantage of you.
Yeah.
Okay? Your friends, your parents, your family, your distant, long-lost cousins, and then you go into the college and you want to sign with the college you want them to play with, and this guy says, no, you the fine print is you have to be within 50 miles of my office, right? Okay. You have to play with. I just don't think there's any reasonable way. You can't sign a contract until you're 18 years old.
Yeah.
So, Cole, you obviously know the South Carolina High School League's a lot better than I do. Has this come up within the South Carolina High School Leagues to be a possible thing they want to look at?
Yeah, it's coming. North Carolina has it, and it's coming to South Carolina too, and unfortunately, Diesel, it is. Hopefully, some sort of legislation or something can protect it, but I agree with you, Melissa. I hope it never does, because the sport that so many love, it's going to be a lot different.
And you're taking away the opportunity that somebody may have to show themselves to be much better than they ever thought they would be to being able to make a career out of it.
Yeah.
And I think that's also something, too. And then if you have an injury in high school, what happens?
Right. Amateurism has its place, and I think we're trying to get rid of it completely.
Yeah. And I think Arch Manning is not – he's not all in on it. You know, I think the name and everybody, it's like, you know, I don't think his heart's 100%.
Maybe he wants to be a painter, but his dad says,
he wants
to be a football player.
Yeah, I think he wanted to do HVAC, but they said, no.
electrician, which pays probably more than
probably
what
pretty good.
Judging by
Melissa,
my last bill.
I know you have to be careful with it because you're a recently new sponsor, but Clemson right now, 3-4 on the season. I mean, there has been, a lot of heat. Directed toward Dabo Swinney, and rightfully so, because of the preseason expectations.
Right.
There's a lot of people that are starting to, you know, want some change.
Well,
offensive
let me ask
coordinator.
You this, then. I don't mean to interrupt, but he's coaching the same way he did last year, okay? Mm-hmm. Why were the expectations so much more for him this year than last year?
Because
right?
he brought everybody back. And everybody returned. And
but it was still the same thing.
It was everything aligned the way that he wanted it to be aligned, which was paying guys for their loyalty and keeping them in the system and developing them and having Garrett Riley be back for a third straight season.
Like a real job. Mm-hmm.
And yeah, I mean, it seemed as if this was the year that was going to prove that Dabo Swinney's system works.
Yeah.
And it's the worst it's been in a while.
I know. And I hate that because I want the system where you're not depending on people moving back and forth and having five different college careers, right, to not work.
But, Melissa,
okay,
at
I
some
want
point
that to
when
be right.
you, in your position, you've done this a million times, when you see something's not working, what do you have to do? You have to change. You have to – I mean, you got to do something different.
Yeah.
And Dabo's way of coaching is just not – I mean, he's got all these guys who are loyal, but – and he was on record a few months ago saying that the Portal kids aren't good enough to play here. Well, now that looks ridiculous because they're 3-4.
Right.
And there's pretty good Portal players all across the country.
Right. I think he needs – he doesn't use that. I think he does need to use that. I think they've got the NIL money down, but the Portal is something that he just doesn't like to use because he doesn't want to have this switching in and out, switching in and out, switching in and out.
Transactional.
Right. Okay. But it's not good for the student either. And I think he's thinking long-term about developing these into good young men, not just
he
football players.
He is, but
players,
the problem is fans don't care about any of that. Fans want to win, you know.
I think they want to win, and they would go around firing him if he wasn't capable of winning.
Yeah.
Okay. I don't think they're going to fire him if he doesn't want to use the portal.
Sure.
Okay. Because a lot of fans hate what's happening to college football.
Oh yeah.
I think they want him to make it. Okay. They want him
they
to
do.
Make it. Okay. But you're right though. I mean, if Norvell goes, it's.
Well,
I can't even imagine.
I don't know if this leans kind of one direction or the other, if it kind of goes right down the middle. There was some audio earlier today of Eric Backich, the baseball coach at Clemson, who flat out said that, hey, we've got guys who, like elite-level pitchers, that want to come to Clemson, but what they want financially is more than we're paying guys that are already on our team.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And we're not going to do that because we want to have harmony inside the locker room.
Yeah.
We don't want a guy that's been here for 10 minutes making more money than somebody who's been here for 3.5 years. So maybe that's kind of that middle ground of saying, hey, we're willing to pay you what we're already paying our elite players. If they want to go by skill level, okay, that's
I
a little harder.
It's
more subjective.
I think the ceiling is important. I think that the position salaries are important for this to work.
But then you're still never going to get the best of the best transfer portal guys.
No, but if everybody in the portal stands to make this amount of money if they play this position, no matter where they go, then now it becomes a position of what college do you want to go to.
If there were some kind of cap.
Right.
Yeah. Unfortunately, there's not.
No, not right now.
I wish there was something.
Not right now.
But it's a bidding war.
I do know that's in the works. I think that it has to be because it's impossible. You could use every bit of your NIL money on a quarterback.
Sure.
They get injured, you know, and then your season's over. I mean, I like Dabo's system. I like the idea of building the loyalty, being able to say that you were with these people, won the national champion in your senior year.
You like the system, but you don't like being 3-4. You know,
no.
So where's the
nobody does?
Nobody
I
does.
I know that for sure.
Yeah.
Then again, Florida State is all portal.
That's
true. They're 3-4.
Got to have a balance.
Right. It's just the same. I just think people look at this as the bad guy. Okay, the head of the coach, the head of the team is still the bad guy.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, he fired a lot of people. He brought in some new people. Right this year.
Yeah.
That haven't gotten used to the system, don't know each other a lot, and. You know, I don't know how you build a team when you rebuild it every single
it's
year.
It's crazy.
I don't know how you do it. I love the idea of the baseball. I mean, listen, they got a great team.
Yeah.
Right away back. You know, who knows? Maybe they'll begin farther. You know, but I mean, when you look at it from the perspective of I'm not going to do any different when I go all portal and I'm good at it than I'm doing with somebody who refuses to go in the portal, right? Okay. Then what happens then, right? Yeah. You can't blame Dabo for not going through the portal. Okay, you can blame him for not coaching well, but you can't blame it on him not using the portal.
Melissa, I'm going to ask you a big question, and Cole alluded to this when he talked about that big old display of pumpkins that are behind
you.
I'm going to jump the shark on that one just a little bit. When should Christmas decorations go up, and when should they come down?
Early should I say it from a retail perspective or from a personal?
Okay. Retail, she says July 5th.
Retail, I can tell you they will be up right after Halloween.
Okay.
You'll start seeing Christmas candy first, and you'll get the most. But by Thanksgiving, it'll be full-blown. And they will stay in the store until December the 25th, right?
I think it's a problem. Thanksgiving doesn't market itself as well as Christmas does.
It's not a folly fall thing.
It's not a big money-spending holiday.
It's good food spending,
right?
But it's not a decoration and extra.
Sure.
You know, all sorts of things. It's getting a little better at it. For me personally, I put my tree up the week of the SEC championship, which is the first weekend in September. December.
So you're waiting.
Wow, it's first weekend of September.
No, first week of December.
Okay.
Right? That first week that SEC. Yeah, because I'm always watching it when I put my tree.
I'm with you.
Okay.
And you leave it up until
January, probably 10th.
Yeah.
Okay.
A little bit after New Year's Eve.
Okay.
Yeah.
Nothing wrong with that.
Yeah, because I'm usually so busy.
Yeah.
And I kind of like the lights, and it's nice.
Yeah.
You know, it's pretty. Yep. Now, my outside decorations come down Christmas.
Well, Melissa, you're the best.
You're the best or bester. By the way, we signed up for next year. You are
yes.
our guys.
Yes, we appreciate it.
We'll be here at Ingles every other Wednesday all next
year.
We're next
so excited.
Year.
Yeah,
love it. Appreciate
so
you so much.
Bye.
Thanks, Melissa. That's Melissa Level, Marketing Director for Ingles Markets. When we come back, we'll do our quick whip around the sports world, our Daily Wires, coming up next.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contract. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Tolo's doing a whip around the sports world as we do every day here at 3:45. A quick hitter on the buzz around the sports world. In the NBA last night, the Rockets and Thunder went to overtime in the first NBA game of the season, with the Thunder coming out on top 125-124. What a way to start the season for the NBA. The Warriors also defeated the LeBron-less Lakers 119-109. There he is.
Sorry, the line in the bathroom was really long.
Is that the case?
It was really long.
I'm sure you were riveted and locked to both of those NBA games last night.
Fell asleep in the second one. Not going to lie to you. Yeah, I got sleepy. You lay on the couch and you think you're going to watch them all, and then the mistake you made is laying on the couch.
Well, it's because you're up at like 4 a.m. You know, you're up before
Rob Brown
starts
his show. No, I did not wake up until 5:30 this morning, thank you.
Okay.
I didn't wake up till 5:30.
It's called burning the candle at both ends, Cole.
It is.
It's not healthy.
It is.
Last night in college football, Kennesaw State beat FIU 45-26 in a barn burner. And Western Kentucky, Louisiana Tech, that's the one you wanted to watch.
That was a good game.
28-27 final score. Western Kentucky advances to, off the top of my head, I believe they're 6-2 on the season.
That was actually a really good game,
And Louisiana Tech going to be making their way into the Sun Belt next year.
Ah,
how about that?
La Tech.
Tonight in college football, you've got two games. Middle Tennessee State travels to Delaware. Most people didn't realize that Delaware was even in FBS football, but they are. They're in Conference USA now.
Let me go over to the popcorn aisle real quick here at Ingles and get my popcorn, because I'm going to need it for that one tonight.
Hey, I do love the unis. You know, they're mocking Michigan with their unis.
Popcorn and melatonin. That's the recipe tonight for that football game, right?
Missouri State also travels out west to New Mexico State. So I know you're going to be watching that one too. The Hornets will get underway tonight at 7 o'clock. They will host the Nets, the Brooklyn Nets, at 7 o'clock tonight.
Let's go Hornets.
In case you missed it, congratulations to the Fan Upstate Player of the Week for Week 8, Aiden Gibson of Woodruff High School. We had him on yesterday. Fantastic kid, great ball player, crazy good running back. And if you missed it, you can find it again on our podcast at thefanupstate.com and on the free Odyssey app. Cole, if you would you grab this piece of audio out of our daily audio drop folder? We're going to play that here in just a second.
1 second.
Reports are out from Trey Wingo that the Dallas Cowboys have inquired about the Las Vegas Raiders and maybe sending them pass rusher Max Crosby.
Don't say it out loud. Just don't.
Don't get cold.
Don't do it. I might cry. If that were to happen, I promise you, I'd be really, really happy.
Denver Broncos head coach Sean Payton and Russell Wilson are jawing at each other through the media. Sean Payton said that he was hoping to face Russell Wilson when they played the Giants on Sunday. Payton got rookie Jackson Dart instead. That caught Russell Wilson's attention, and he said, "Classless, but not surprised. Didn't realize you're still bounty hunting 15-plus years later." Through the media. How about that, man?
You know what? Calling them out, I like it.
Yeah.
April Mosley in the house, by the way.
How about that?
April Mosley got an Ingles gift card. Look at that. You're
sweet.
Welcome.
Enjoy. L.A. Angels outfielder Mike Trout testified Tuesday that a team employee alerted him to possible concerns about drug use by its former communications director, Eric Kay, before the 2019 accidental overdose death of pitcher Tyler Skaggs in a Texas hotel room. Trout said that he confronted Kay directly, telling him, quote, "You have two boys at home, and you have to get this right." Trout's testimony brought the court case a step closer to establishing that Kay's behavior was raising enough red flags to warrant team intervention before he provided the drugs that killed Skaggs at 27 years old.
That's awful.
The Skaggs family, by the way, suing the Angels for wrongful death, seeking $118 million and asserting that the team violated its own rules by allowing Kay to remain on staff. We have audio here, Cole. I alluded to it a few minutes ago when we had Melissa on. Head baseball coach of the Clemson Tigers, Eric Backich, was explaining here why he decided not to offer NIL packages to elite transfer portal pitchers.
"This may be right, wrong, or indifferent, but I just refuse to give a new player more money who hasn't poured one ounce of blood, sweat, or tears into the program, hasn't played one pitch of Clemson baseball, and is demanding more than anyone else on the team. We'll say adios to that dude every time. We're just not going to do that, because the culture and the locker room and having those the current players know and believe and trust that we're going to take care of them first, and we'll do what we have to do to get good players in here too, but we're not meeting the demands to win a bidding war like other teams are doing. We're just not going to do it.
Interesting. Kind of taking a hybrid Dabo Swinney approach, like, hey, we're going to pay you. We're going to throw some money at you, but we're not going to pay you more than what the guys who are already here are making.
And boy, how different baseball and basketball are than football, where you don't have to worry about 22 guys, right? So it's a different sport, but I appreciate it. Let's just hope it works, right?
Two more for you here before we move on. Tennessee baseball coach Tony Vitello is now officially finalizing a deal to become the next manager of the San Francisco Giants. And lastly here, Cole, Virginia starting quarterback Chandler Morris, who's having a big year at Virginia, denied a report from The Athletic alleging that he pursued a transfer to North Carolina in this past offseason, stating that he had no contact with the program. But Bill Belichick confirmed that while no direct talks occurred with Morris, they did speak to Morris's agent. So did they talk to the kid? No. They talked to a representative of him? Yes. Tampering? Yes. Didn't work out. It's just it's an ugly situation.
Diesel, ugly situation. You know what that means? It's time for the upset picks challenge.
Oh.
Not throwing shots at you.
Are you talking about my score right now?
No. I'm not going to brag, because if I brag, I'll not hit this week. So maybe an ugly situation or a beautiful situation, depending on who you are. But the time has come, Tolos. We are calling for 50 upset pick entries in the very first segment. Ooh. You better get ready. 844-326-3663. We're not ending the segment until we get 50. Just plain and simple, Upset Picks Challenge begins in 5 minutes on the Fan Upstate.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Think advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
With TikTok ads, we went from 250,000 downloads to over 1 million downloads in less than a year.
I'm Eve. I'm Anam, and we're the co-founders of Alinea.
Alinea Invest is an investing app for Gen Z.
We run 50 new ads per week with 3 variations thanks to TikTok Smart Plus campaigns. If you're not advertising on TikTok, you're missing out.
Drive more app downloads only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.